Aleishu, Chelek Beis, Tav Daled. The 10th chapter is entitled Ben HaMitzarim, colloquially known as the 3 weeks. Darekoi shel HaKlal Yisrael hu ma'usah shel HaTorah HaKdeisha hu kiruv. The path of Klal Yisrael and the essence of the Torah is closeness, intimacy perhaps is a better word. HaKadosh Baruch Hu shekisei kevedei bashamay mima'al hu shkinas uzeh begoveh merumim. Of course, the author is paraphrasing the pasuk. His throne is in heavens, and his intense presence is in the highest of highs. Ha'ut tamir v'ne'elam asher leis machshavat tfisa beiklal. This creator who is hidden and that cannot be grasped by any thought. Ha'klal Yisrael v'atorah mekarvim es elecha. Nonetheless, even though we use these terms to connote his greatness and the fact that he is transcendent, nonetheless, Klal Yisrael and the Torah bring him here, El Olamenu HaGashmi HaZeh, into our physical world. The pasuk says, Ki mi goy gadoil asher lo elokim krivim elav, kashem elokenu b'chol koreinu elav. Who is this great nation? Is there another nation that has a God so close to it? Like Hashem elokenu, whenever we call out him. Omar Rabbi Yehuda b'Rabbi Simoin, At moitze avodah zarah k'rova u'rchoika. You find that Avodah Zarah has aspects which make it close and far, and similarly, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is distant and close. Ketzad Avodah Zarah Kriva. How can Avodah Zarah be close? Goy Yisei Avodah Zarah Ma'amidah B'Seich B'Yisei Harei Kriva. A goy can make some representative of Avodah Zarah, some statue or the like, and place it in his home. So it's close in a sense. Uminayin shirechoika, shenema af yitzak ilav velo yane. He calls out to it, and there's no response. Harechoika, this Avodah Zarah is distant. V'akadosh Baruch Hu rechoik v'koreiv keitzad. How is it HaKadosh Baruch Hu is distant and yet near? Mikan ad l'rakia malach tav kuf shana. From here to the heavens is like a 500 year distance. Harechoik, so he's distant. V'karoiv minayin, shadam oimed u'mispalel u'mharher b'libo. A person is standing, davening, thinking in his heart. V'karoiv HaKadosh Baruch Hu lishmo es tefillah sein. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is near to hear his tefillah. Shenema shemea tefillah, odecha kol basa yevoyu. Shemea tefillah, shem hears the tefillah. This is from Midrash Rabbah in Dvarim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu rechok me'od memusagenu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is very distant from our conception. Ki efshar lesigo, it's not possible for us to truly understand, encompass him. Aval ba'avodah senu u'bisfiloseinu hu korov elenu ad me'od. The Midrash teaches that in avodah and atfilah, Hashem is very close to us. Anu ro'im kirvasei yitzbarach kesheanu na'anim bisfiloseinu. We see his closeness when we are answered in atfilos. Anu margishim kirvasei kesheanu zochim lekeyem mitzvah v'lev shelem. We sense his closeness when we merit to fulfill a mitzvah with a full heart. Ach im kirvasei einenu shechichim esorei memusoi. Just together with his closeness, we do not forget his exaltedness and that he is really beyond our conception. As far as Le'osid Lavoi, you are assured. There's a pasuk in Bechukei Savir, this halachti b'seichechem. At the beginning of the Teichacham, we have the positive aspects. Hashem says, I will walk among you. Rashi quotes Chazal, Atayel imchem began Eden ke'echad mikem. I will stroll with you in Gan Eden like one of you, ולא יסיום מזדעזעים ממני. You will not be shocked. אך יחד עם זה, nonetheless, Chazal continued, יכול לא יתיראו ממני. You might think that that will be the end of יראה. תמור לומר, ויסי לכם לאלוקים. I will be your אלוקים. Certainly there will be an aspect of יראה. כל עניין התורה הוא ליוסי קרוב אלינו. The concept of the Torah is that Hashem is close to us. Again, we quote the Midrash Rabbah. Amru loy, Rabbeinu Moshe. The people said to Moshe, Ata imer lanu loy bashamayim hi velo meiver leyam hi. This pasuk in the Torah. The Torah is not in heavens, it's not beyond the sea. Veichani, where is it? Omar lehem b'makoyim kariv hi. The Torah is in a close place. Beficha uvilvavcha la'asoy soy. Again, the continuation of the pasuk. It's in your mouth, in your heart to do. Eina rechokai mikim. It is not distant from you. Kerevah hi lachem. It is close. אומר רבי שמואל ברבי נחמן, למה הדבר דומה? לבס מלך שלא היה אדם מכירה. He compares it to a princess who was not known by anyone. The king hid her. והיה למלך אהוב אחד, ונכנס למלך בכל שעה. The king had one close friend, and he would enter at all times. והיסה ביתו שמלך עומדת לפניו, and the princess would be there. אומר לו המלך, ראה, היאך אני מחבב ישך. The king said to his friend, see how beloved you are to me. שאין בריאה מכיר אס ביתי. Nobody else knows my daughter. ועומדת לפניך, and yet she stands in front of you. You see her at all times. That's the משל. כך אומר הקדוש ברוך הוא לישראל, ראו מה אתם חביבים עליי. See how beloved you are to me. שאין בריאה בפלטין שלי מכיר סתירה. There is no creature in my palace, meaning in the world, that knows the Torah. ולכם נסתי, and I gave the Torah to you. שנאמר ונעלמה מעיני כל חי. The pasuk says, hidden from all living beings. אבל אתם, but as far as you are concerned, לא נפלסי ממך, it is not distant from you. אלא קרוב אליך הדבר מאוד. The Torah is very close to you. אומר להן הקדש ברוך הוא, בוניי, אם יהיו דברי תורה קרובים לכם, אף אני קורא אסכם קרובים. If the words of Torah will be close to you, I will call you close. שכן כסיב לבני ישראל עם קרבוי, the nation that is close to him. Hallelujah. We see over here that Chazal are dealing with these aspects. כל עניינה של התורה לקרב רצוני יתברך אלינו ולקרבו יתברך לכאן. The concept of Torah, its objective is to bring Hashem's will near to us, to draw him near to us. Haba merachok l'lmoid Torah, a person who is not familiar with learning Torah, מספלק כשהוא מסחיל ללמוד גמרא. He finds it odd. He starts learning Gemara. הוא מייצא עיסה או עיסקת בדברים יומיומיים. And he finds that the Torah deals with mundane issues. כמו שור שנגח הספרה ונמצא וברח בצידה. Yes. A bull that gored a cow. וכדומה שהוציאו מהחיים הפשוטים ביוסף. It's an illustration. Something in the simplest type of life. Very rural, agrarian, third world type of thing. And the person is astonished. Is this how I'm going to get closer to the creator of all worlds by learning about this cow that was gored? Hopefully, over time, as he learns more, he comes to recognize, to learn, there is no corner, there's no crevice in the world, in life, where Hashem's will does not illuminate that dark corner, that crevice. Specifically here, that the Creator comes near to this world, Hagashmi v'Pashut, this world which is physical and simple and straightforward. Every sugya in the Shas illuminates some situation, some corner in the world with the light of the divine intellect. That's how Klaus becomes Am Kirvoy. These are not metaphysical abstract concepts, which is what the author goes on to say now. Gam Umois Elam Yudim Haborei Ma'aminim Boy. Umois Elam know the Creator and believe in Him. Aval Etzlam Musag Metafizi Mufshat. For them, it tends to be a metaphysical concept, something abstract. ואם המאמינים שבהם מנסים להזכרב אליו, if those among them try to approach him, הם ממציאים לעצמם תקסים מלאכותיים שאין בהם חיוס. They invent for themselves artificial rituals that have no livelihood to them, no liveliness to them. וכל אשר מקפידים על חיצוניוס מהודרס, the more they're strict about an external splendor, there's no inner connection over there. ואצלנו נפסק דין בשולחן ערוך. הוא יבד דין עם שולחן ערוך עם אורח חיים נון גימל. על מי שאומר, regarding somebody who says, איני יורד לפני התיבה. He refuses to be the שליח ציבור, מפני שבגדיי צבועים, because whatever, a certain dye in the clothing, it's dyed a certain color, או מפני שברגליי סנדל, or I'm not wearing the right shoes, or whatever, לא ירד באויס התפילה כלל. So we pass him that he is in fact not permitted to daven for the community. מפני שדרך האפיקורסים להקפיד בכך. It's the way of האפיקורסים to be מקפיד on these things. וחיישין על שם האפיקורסוס נזרקה בו. And we're concerned about this person's tendencies. The author explains this. הקפדה על חגיגיוס חיצוניס. The person is מקפיד on external formalities. היא נטע זר אצלנו. It's something that's considered alien by us. שזהו דרכם של אומי סעילם. גם הגאולה האחרונה יצא לגויים דבר רחוק מאוד. The final גאולה for the goyim is something very distant. העניין אסכתולוגי, it's eschatology, that's what it's called in English. Eschatology. שאין לו עם המציאות שלנו כלום. It has nothing whatsoever to do with our reality day by day life. לא יכן אצל הכלל ישראל. Not so for כלל ישראל. The pasuk says, שימרו משפט ועשו צדקה. keep judgment, do tzedakah. Ki kroiva Yeshua silavoi, because my salvation is near to come, v'tzidkasi legalos, and my righteousness is near to be revealed. That's a pasuk. And the Midrash Shmois Rabba Perek Lamed comments as follows. Mashal le'adam she'nichnas le'medina, we compare it to an Adam who comes into a city, v'shama she'pelotimia nases, he hears that there's a court case going on. Halach v'shal laludav, he went to the accused and asked him, when is your court case? No, it's in a long time. He went to the prosecutor and he asked him, it's near, it's just around the corner. So the observer says, but I asked the accused and he said, no, it's a long time coming. So the prosecutor says, well, that's your problem because you asked the accused. Do you think he's looking forward to the judgment? He knows that it spells his end, and therefore he wants to see it distant. That's the mashal. They wanted to know from Bil'am, when will be the Yeshua? He answered, these are of course words from Parshas Balak, when Bil'am utters these words. See the Mashiach, but not now. He's not near, he's far. That's your mistake. He knew where he was headed. He wasn't looking forward to the Yeshua, therefore he wanted to place it far in the distance, far in the future. You should rather be more similar to Yaakov Avinu. Don't take your lessons from Bil'am. Learn from Yaakov Avinu, who said, "Look forward to Yeshua. It is close." That's why the pasuk says, "My salvation is near to come." In the footnote, "Mikan Navin Harambam Akovim." This is an insight into the Rambam. He says, in Ilchos Melachim Perek Yud Aleph, ki kol mi she'enu ma'amin b'Mashiach, somebody who does not, b'chlal rejects the concept of Mashiach, oy mi she'enu mechakeh leviyasoi, or somebody who does not await his coming. So he believes, but he's not awaiting it. Lo yibish'ah nevi'im ukeifeh lo b'seras Moshe Rabbeinu. He's rejecting not just the other nevi'im, but the very Torah itself. She'tzarich davka lechakos l'Mashiach. The Rambam is making it plain. One needs to be waiting for the Mashiach. It's obviously stemming from this, the concept in this midrash, that the salvation is near to come. Hakelal Yisrael chay tamid b'kirvas Yeshua v'izgalus. Yisrael lives always near to the salvation, the revelation of Hashem. Ki hu yodea ki hinei ze omed achak v'yisrenu, as the pasuk says in Shir Hashirim, Perek Beis, that Hashem is just behind the wall, mamash me'achorei mechitzat daka, from behind a thin partition, who is Barach Mechakelonu? Hashem is waiting. Ufisoim yavoy leichalu ha'adur Hashem atem mevakshim. That's from a passage from Malachi, Perek Gimel. Pisoim, suddenly, just like that, the Adoin that you seek will come to his hall. Haklal Yisrael mochan legeulah ze'idan idanim. Klal Yisrael is ready for the salvation for a long time. Rak u'imoyis adayin enam mochanim u'rayim lizgalus yichadoy. The u'imoyis are not yet ready and worthy for Hashem's revelation. Harikol metziusei shel klal Yisrael v'atorah yikirva. To summarize all that we've said, the metziuus, the reality of klal Yisrael and the Torah is intimacy. HaKadosh Baruch Hu kariv, he is close. HaTorah kariva umkarev, the Torah is close and brings him near. VaYeshua kariva, salvation is close. Because this kan bo'olam ha'gashmi hazeh, right here in this physical world. It is wondrous to examine and to reflect on the cycle of the year. Hashanah maschila b'yom haras ilam. The year begins with the day of the conception of the world. Zeh hayom techilas ma'asecha zikaron yom rishon, as we say in the Tfilois, the beginning of your handiwork, a memorial of that first day of creation. V'anu nigashim l'ischadshus ha'ilam v'reish hashanah. We approach this renewal of the world. Rosh Hashanah malchuyos v'zichronos v'sheiferos. Those three sections of the Tefillah. Mamlichim Yisrael Yisburach v'ashgachasoy al olam kuloi. So we coronate him and his hashgacha. Remember and reflect on the providence. Umazkirim Yisgalusei b'shofar har sinah v'golah achonah. And we mention Hashem's revelation that's connected by the shofaris, both the shofar of Har Sinai, Matan Torah, and the shofar that will usher in the final Gevula. Bayomahu Yishama, as the pasuk says, a great shofar will sound. Miyad im habriya anu mitzim etzmenu mesech shirim umois. With this bria, with the creation of the world, we find ourselves within the 70 nations. Umakrevim avoram korbanois besukois. That's what happens at Sukkot. We know that the 70 korbanos correspond to the 70 nations. Achem yisma'atim ve'olchim kefari hachag. It descends. We start with the Einam and then it descends every day. V'rak ha'klal Yisrael hu am ha'netzach. Only Klal Yisrael is the eternal nation. Ach bedarko yimuchach yismadid ha'galuyos. On the route, on the path, Am Yisrael is obligated to confront the galuyos. V'chodshei ha'choref, Anu pogshim al darkenus galus yavan. This is, of course, referring to the northern hemisphere, which is the natural place of Klal Yisrael. So, in the winter months, we find galus yavan. And we emerge from that galus benisim. Chanukah. That happens generally. Well, it happens in Kislev, which in December, which is the winter month in the northern hemisphere. Anu pogshim galus madai uforas. We then encounter galus madai uforas. It's a limimena benespum. Then we are saved from it through neispum. This is in Adar, generally in February. There's a second beginning to our year in the spring with the Chag of Yetzias Mitzrayim. This, of course, happens in March, April, as spring occurs. Zo Yetziras HaKlal Yisrael, the formation of Klal Yisrael, v'izgalus tzelem erikim hakadosh b'chatzis lala shel Yetzia. It's a revelation within the individual, within Klal Yisrael, of the tzelem erikim on the midnight of the Exodus. V'acharei shiv'a shavuos, 7 weeks later, kabalas ha'tera v'ridas ha'shchina b'sochem Klal Yisrael. So we receive the Torah, the Shechina enters into Klal Yisrael. K'moy she'sharasa al adam ha'rishon megan Eden kodem achet. There's that level. The Shechina is as intense as it was with respect to adam ha'rishon megan Eden before the chet. V'acharei 40 yom, 40 days later, b'shiv'a asar b'tamuz, on the 17th of Tammuz, ha'egel. Comes the incident of the Egel HaZahav, of Dan HaLuchos HaRishonim, the destruction, the loss of the first set of Luchos. HaEgel Garam Shivroin Nadoros. That Egel caused damage, caused harm for generations upon generations. The Gemara in Sanhedrin, Daf Kuf Beis, Omar Rabbi Yitzchak, Ein Lecha Kol Pur Anus Ufo Anus Sheba Loilam. There is no calamity that comes to the world. She'ein Ba Echad Mesi Ba'arba'a Ve'echad Litra Shel Egel HaRishon. It is like at least 1/24 of that egel. Shneema, the pasuk says there in Kisisa, Uvyoim pokdi ufokadati aleim chatasam. Whenever, for the rest of history, whenever I visit upon them their sins, there will be a measure of the punishment for chayta egel. So whatever calamity comes to the world, part of it is as a consequence of chayta egel. Because or through the demolition, the destruction of the luchos that came as a consequence of egel, ibed haklal Yisrael reiv ma'alus. Klal Yisrael lost most of its gains. Shiur komasoi, that stature which the Torah refers to as ha'adi, this jewel that they removed. Vayasiru edyam, Hashem told them to remove these jewels. Chazal say it was the crowns that the Malachim put upon us, so they lost its stature. Achirus mimalach amaves mishabud olmois, because et matan tirah, they were freed from death, just like Adam Rishon, they were freed from oppression by the nations, they lost that. Vidias tirah bli shichicha, they also had knowledge of Torah without forgetfulness with the first luchos. Esa luchos hashniim kiblu rak acharei 80 yoim. The second luchos received only 80 days later. Beyom HaKippurim, המשתרבב לימים הנוראים שלנו. It slips in it. יום הכיפורים is really into ימים הנוראים. עוד אסון אחד קרה לכלל ישראל שגרם בחייה לדורות. There's one other calamity that befell כלל ישראל, which caused mourning, crying for generations. That's פרשת המרגלים. היום שבו יציאו המרגלים דיבס הארץ, תשעה באביה. That day when the מרגלים spoke ill of the land was תשעה באב. It caused the destruction of both Batei Mikdash and the exile. No sin in the history of Klal Yisrael had as calamitous consequences as chet egel and the meraglim. Ushnei chataim eile kaveut kufa b'shanei yudit. These two sins define a particular period in the Jewish year. Hazman bein hametzarim. The time of bein hametzarim, the 3 weeks. Zoi ha-tikufa shenikba'a l'hispoinonus berichuk ha-shechina. This is the period which is set aside for reflection on the distance of the Shechina, as opposed to everything we said above in the introduction. Chataim dakim ayushnim, both of these sins, the eagle and the meraglim, were both subtle. Uchfi gdula sador haya godel achet. The chet corresponded to the greatness of the generation. Ba'egel yiskavnu lasas tzura shetazgirem es Moshe Rabbeinu alav ha-shalom. The eagle was meant as some sort of physical manifestation that will serve as a substitute for Moshe. Hayu az kulam bivchinas nevi'ei sheker. They all had the aspect of nevi'ei sheker, some sort of vision. V'ra'u malachei asheres nesim Moshe meis al amita. As Chazal tell us over there, they saw the malachim carrying Moshe Rabbeinu on his coffin, so to speak, dead. They saw this vision. Kach mevarim Rabbi Yehuda Levi b'Kuzari. This is the basic explanation of the Kuzari, Ibn Ezra, Ramban. They all explain this. Ki kol kavanasam ha'isa lekabel tziur muchashi ha'mezkir Moshe Rabbeinu alav ha'shalom. The intent was to have some sort of tangible representation of Moshe Rabbeinu. Aval seif seif, lama davka egi velo tzora acheres? Why did they choose an eagle, nothing else? So the pasuk says, Ra'oi ra'is es oini ami asher b'mitzayim. I see the impoverishment of my nation in Mitzayim. That's the pasuk. And Chazal comment in Shmo Yisra, b'Perek Gimel, Omar lo HaKadosh Baruch Hu l'Moshe, Ata ro'e ri'ah achas. You see one vision. V'ani ro'e shetei ri'iyos. I see two. That's why the pasuk says, Ra'oi ra'isi. To indicate Hashem sees two things. Ata ro'e san ba'in l'sinai u'mkablim terasi. What you see, the nation doing is coming to Sinai and receiving the Torah. V'ani ro'is an mekablin terasi, I see that too, zeu ra'oi, and then ro'isi zeu re'yas ma'aseh egel, I also see the construction of the egel. Shenema ro'isi esa'am hazeh, keshe'avoy li'sinai li'ten lai mesatero, ani yored betatramolei sheli shenis bonenin boi, v'shomtim echad mehem u'machisim o'isi boi. The author will explain what these terms mean. Hem ra'u arba chayos b'merkava. When they saw the merkava b'kadosh Baruch Hu, they saw these four creatures, ufnei shor mismoil, the bull on the left, you know, there's also the lion, and there's the face of Yaakov, and the Nesher, the eagle, but on the left is the visage, the appearance of the shor, shuasid shel midas adin, that represents midas adin on the left. Uvane echazu, this chorus, Moshe Rabbeinu alav ha'shalom davka b'midas adin. They wanted to represent Moshe specifically through midas adin. Uvaze yesh mishum kitzutz b'neti'ois. This is a phrase that Chazal used, of course, to cut down the plants, meaning to undermine emunah. Ufgi'a daka b'achdusoi. There was a subtle undermining of Hashem's unity. She'ina soveles kri'a ufni al mida achas mi midasav. Hashem's unity does not tolerate turning, calling upon one aspect of Hashem's midos. Gam parashas emeraglim murkevz mechata'im dakim. Parashas emeraglim also is composed of subtle chataim. Vatikravun elai kulechem, Moshe Rabbeinu recalls, you all came near to me. Vatemru nishlecha anashim lefaneinu v'yachperu lanu es ha'aretz. Let us send men ahead, let them reconnoiter the land. Nigishu l'Moshe Rabbeinu be'ir buviyah. Rashi Vein, Parashas Dvarim, explains, when it says vatikravun elai kulechem, all of you, it connotes a certain chaos. There wasn't the usual order over here of the leaders, the elders coming. It was balagan. It seemed that they were frightened at this point. It was not a rational, completely rational. It was motivated by fear. Moshe Rabbeinu knew this rule that you have in Chazal. We generally don't rely on a nes. Quite possibly, he himself would have sent Meraglim, Lotzeisi dechiv shel Ishtadlus beteva, in order to fulfill the obligation of Ishtadlus, as we have in Parshas Chukas. Moshe Rabbeinu does send, Vayishlach Moshe leragel es Ya'azer. Later on, he does send Meraglim. Achem miharu vigdimu bivhilus lebakesh okach. They were in a rush. There was a certain panic over here. והעיסה בזה נטייה קצת יותר מדי חזקה למהלך טבעי. There was too much of a tendency here for the natural course of events. על ידי זה נסנסו מרגלים במקום לטעויס. Through that, the מרגלים were given room to err, as Rashi puts it in שלח לך. בבואם לארץ ראו בכל מקום קברי מייסים. The ניסיון consisted of this. Wherever they went, they saw funerals. אמרו כי ארץ אוכלס יושביה, it's a land that consumes its inhabitants. והקדוש ברוך הוא נסכמן לטבע שלא ישימו לב עליהם וישם תורדים באבלם. הקדוש ברוך הוא intended it for the good, so that people wouldn't be paying attention to these מרגלים being so involved in their mourning. ועל ידי ההדגשה הדקה של התפיסה הטבעית, through, again, the subtle emphasis on the natural conception, נכשלו לומר, לא ינוכל עלויס כי חזק הוא ממנו. They failed in saying, we cannot ascend to this land because it is mightier than we are. כביכול כלפי מעלה אמרו. And the word ממנו can be read as, in a simple sense, they are stronger than we are. In a deeper sense, they are stronger than him, stronger than הקדוש ברוך הוא. נפלו מדבקוסם החזקה בקדוש ברוך הוא. They let go of this strong attachment to הקדוש ברוך הוא, כי היה מבט הטבעי באוכרם. They were undermined by this natural perspective that they adopted. וכאשר נגזר עליהם להישאר במדבר עוד 38 שנה, when it was nigzar upon them, decreed that they would spend a further 38 years in the wilderness, אמרו, הננו ועלינו, כי חטאנו. They were prepared to go up, the מעפילים were prepared to go, they recognized the sin, ולכאורה העיסה הזאת תשובה ממש בחרתה וידוי וקבלה לאבא. It seems to be true תשובה with the three aspects of remorse, confession and commitment for the future. אחריכם, it wasn't. התשובה האמיתית בזה, the true תשובה in this case would have been, העיסה להיכנע לרצוני וללכת עם השכינה. To submit to Hashem's will and to walk with him. אך ההדגשה דקה של המלאך הטבעי לא עזבה עיסם גם עכשיו. Even now, that subtle emphasis on the natural course of events did not forsake them. ושוב רצו לפתוח בטבעם וללחם. Once again, they wanted to rely upon themselves and to wage war. אף שנאמר להם מפורש, כי אין השם בקרבכם. Even though they were told by Moshe, Hashem is not among you. ושוב נכשלו המעפילים אל הרי שהר והוקעו עד החורמה. Once again, they failed by ascending the mountain and they were defeated. עיין בחוכמה מוסר חלק א' סיוון ק' למתחס בבואו העניין לא ימקוי. He explains it in detail. העגל והמרגלים גרמו בחייה לדורס. So these two sins, the עגל and the מרגלים, caused generations and generations of mourning. ריחוק שכינה בחובנויס ופעונויס. The distancing of the שכינה through destruction and calamities. על ריחוק זה אנו מסבלים בבין הצרים. It's that distance that we mourn, that lack of intimacy with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that lack of closeness that we described previously. That's what we mourn בין המצרים משבעה עשר בתמוז עד תשעה באב, through those 3 weeks. עד כאן.